Coach Kevin Stallings makes his way out to our location here courtside. Well, you told me before the game your biggest concern was their offense, and they were awfully good early, weren't they?
Yeah, they, you know, they've got a gear athletically, Joe, that we don't have. You know, I'm listening to some of the players' comments in there and to some of the other media people, and you know, the questions are, is there a lack of energy? And we didn't have a lack of energy. We were overwhelmed athletically. We're not as athletic as that team is. And they were hitting all kinds of shots. Now, you'd like to think you're good enough defensively to make them miss, but they got off to a fast start and they just kind of got their confidence up and they kept going. But they're an excellent offensive team, and that's a little bit how they've been playing lately. We're very disappointed with our performance, particularly our performance in the first half, the turnovers and some of those things. But athletically, that team's just got a gear that we don't have.
I was going to say that the turnovers early on really hurt, didn't they?
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of the last things I talked about before we came out. Dan had a couple that they deflected, and I mean, it was just they were very active. They were very active, and they just did much better than we did. They coached better than we did. They played better than we did. But you know, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in our performance. But I'm you know, again, it wasn't a lack of effort on our team's part. It was that we got beat by somebody that's a lot more athletic than we were.
I wondered how long it took afterwards for somebody to ask you, well, is this a letdown after a Florida win? Because that's what somebody who didn't see it or didn't see that one would think.
Well, and that's what everybody's always going to say. I wish it were a letdown after Florida. But the truth is we got our butts handed to us by a team that's faster and quicker and bigger and stronger at a lot of positions they shot the ball better than we did tonight so they utilized their athleticism and we didn't have anything to neutralize them with. When we went zone, they hit threes. When we were in man, they could get it into Rhodes or Gordon could penetrate us and kick it out and we didn't have answers I'd much rather say, yeah, we just weren't ready to play, and if it were on a different night, we'd have beaten them. But I can't say that. They just were better than we were.
How much better is Gordon this year than last year, in your opinion?
It's not even close. It's not even close. He can control the whole game, they better hope they hold on to him because he's going to be making some money here pretty soon. But he's got great body control. When he makes shots like he did tonight, he's unstoppable because you can't guard him going to the basket if you have to get up on him, and he's a terrific player.
Kevin, pick out a couple of guys. Shane struggled from the field until the second half, and Derek had a tough night offensively, but pick out a couple of guys that you thought had a pretty good night. I know Juwan Brown I thought had a pretty solid night.
Yeah, Juwan and Ted would be the two guys that I would pick out that I thought played the way we need them to play as this stretch run here unfolds. And George didn't do a bad job. I thought Jermaine was okay. I didn't think Jermaine was great, but I certainly thought that Ted and Juwan played very solid games for us.
Jermaine has that nature. He's big and strong, and in a game where they're going to be physical, he made some plays getting up through the traffic I thought were very good.
Yeah, he'll push the ball, and you know, he's got to finish a little better around the goal and do some things like that. But Jermaine will compete, and all of our guys will compete, but you know, it's just unfortunate to get yourself in that situation because, you know, personally for me, you don't even get to coach. You know, the game is, you know, you're just sitting there trying to find a combination that will work. If their team plays like they played tonight, they can beat anybody in our league, and I might even include Florida in that. But they've been playing good basketball. We knew that. It's not like we were surprised. This is what we were expecting. We just hoped we had a better response.
You expect your team not to quit. They did not. You rally, you get it back to 15. And, you know, you could tell there was a little bit of an anxious moment in here when you made that kind of run.
I told our team we were two or three possessions away from having it be a game there with about 5.5 minutes to go. But we just never could come up with stops consistently. They had more answers tonight than we did for sure, that would be a hard basketball team for us to beat under any circumstance, you know, home, road, neutral floor, And I guess in saying that, the matchup is a hard one for us and harder than most in the league.
Finally, Sunday game now, a little bit different. It's back home. That's great. It's Kentucky. It's going to be, you know, the Memorial Gym. But it's a Sunday. It's a little different, isn't it?
It's a little bit different. We'll try to treat it like it's the same, but it's a little bit different. But hopefully our fans will be excited again when the Wildcats come in. And very important game for us. It's a huge game. We've done a great job at home in the league, and we need to continue to do that. But you just got to move on. You got to put this one behind you and move on.
Thanks a lot.
All righty.